Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We been tracking this guy down through planes, trains, automobiles. I probably should have just driven down to Atlanta to find him. The notion that the Baltimore Ravens are playing the Tennessee Titans in January. Yeah, you think of Ray Lewis, you think of Eddie George and Steve McNair and championships and all that stuff, but certainly you're thinking about Al Del Greco, and you're thinking about that day 20 years ago. Anthony Mitchell came back into my sights, into my thoughts, certainly back onto my Facebook timeline. I found some old pictures of Anthony Mitchell and I. And when 42 was streaking along down there, running toward the Cumberland River 20 years ago, I bet you didn't think you'd be hearing from a guy like me 20 years later, right, Anthony?
20 years later, it is still a little trend, a little bit, just a little bit.
Did they show the highlight? I mean, you show up every now and again in this rivalry, just probably with your family on TV. Hey, there I am, right?
I actually took my family to the game last year.
Okay.
And didn't come out the way we wanted. They was going to do the highlight and introduce me while I was in the stands, point me out in the stands. Then they came up to me like, hey, the game ain't going the way we want. We ain't going to be able to do it. So.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. Well, you know, give me your ride, dude. You were you're just a great trivia question for anybody who loves Baltimore sports, right? Like, right. And I know you were here last year. I got to see you briefly, and I got to see all the, your teammates, Jack Del Rio and I. We were painting the town over in East Baltimore all night long. 20 years later, what does it mean to you to have been a part of that?
Oh, man, it means everything because you're part of history now. And like you said, 20 years later, I'm still relevant to the Raven Nation. And so that's the good thing about that.
Well, you're watching them have this success. Give me a little thought on Lamar and what you're seeing, because this is a different style of football, right? I mean, you may have played longer in the league if you got to run around and chase these guys because it's changed the way defenses play, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, like I tell people all the time, you can't compare some of the positions to back when I was playing. Like, I don't think it's fair to compare a wide receiver of today's game with a wide receiver of the old game.
Because they get more opportunities. I think all the way around, when your quarterback is the best running back on the field and isn't afraid to run, conceptually, I mean, Michael Vick aside, I mean, Michael Vick didn't really want to run the football. They didn't want him running the football because of what happened to him, right? Right. With the Dallas, right? So, but in the case of Lamar Jackson, we're in a different era now. Quarterbacks are a little more protected. But seeing that he's that, knowing they would always have to have a guy like you spying him, quite frankly, right?
Right. I mean, he adds a lot to the game. You got to count for him every single play, or he could hurt you. He's dynamic. He's a crazy athlete when he run a ball, and it's something you gotta prepare for. So you gotta take time out your preparation just to prepare for one guy. And that's
it's
crazy.
A different kind of week then, right? I mean, right. The whole concept of how we're going to stop this has to be different than anything else you do any other week. And I think the Ravens knew that when they drafted him. They knew he was going to be a problem in the other defensive room for the week.
Right. You got to think what you got to do to prepare for Lamar Jackson. You got to go get a receiver and have him play quarterback the whole practice because you don't have a quarterback on your roster that could mimic of what he do. I mean, when we had to play against Michael Vick, I think we had to bring in a receiver to run around for the D-line to chase down and be able to contain. There's a lot you have to do when you talking about an athlete of that caliber at a quarterback position.
Anthony Mitchell, once made famous 20 years ago on the hills there in Tennessee. That's something, man. We've won three times down there. We win in 2000, won in 09. Now we've won again this year. They've come up here and beaten us twice, hurt our feelings last year. There's really like a rivalry. Back in your era, that was bad blood, the Titans and the Ravens, right?
It was. And then when you talking smack to Eddie George to make him want to come out and run the whole first half of the game until you start hitting them. And I was telling my wife, I said, it's going to be – Ravens finna hit. They finna hit Henry. They're going to hit him. And it showed up 40 yards total rushing in the playoffs. That was big.
Well, that's why they're playing again this week. Go up to Buffalo, cold weather game. It's been weird this year, right? Like with COVID all the way around, you can't come up here, bring your family for alumni. This is a 20-year reunion. They were doing it up big time this year, right? I mean, and COVID got in the way of all of this. I mean, I hope next year we all get a shot and we get it all together and we'll bring you back up here. But this has been a strange year. And I think for the Ravens, the injuries, the COVID situation back on Thanksgiving, your family's probably gathered thinking you're going to watch the Ravens play Thanksgiving night. They didn't play. But to be here and to have this opportunity, the Ravens can win the Super Bowl. I don't have any doubt about that.
Yeah, they can. They can. I think Kansas City might struggle with Cleveland because of the way they sat down everybody their last game. And I think that's what hurt the Ravens last year, is having a young guy like Lamar Jackson have 2 weeks off going into the playoffs. You know, and you could tell he was off rhythm last year, but he's on rhythm now. I mean, he didn't have time to sit down, so we'll see.
Well, chasing Josh Allen around. Well, look, dude, I love visiting with you. It's always good to see you in town. You are a wonderful piece of Ravens lore. I appreciate you not just being my Facebook friend, Mitch, but just taking the call every once in a while and coming back and reminiscing a little bit. What do you tell your family about that when you're sitting, you tell them about the game?
Yeah, well, you know, if you follow my boys, they had posted, like, on my birthday, they posted that play on their Instagram.
Well, tell everybody about your family. How old are your kids now? Because I still think you're 24 and young, like me.
Right, right. Well, guess what? I have a 25-year-old, two 25-year-olds. My youngest is 18. My youngest is 18.
No wonder you got the gray hair coming. I shave his hair. Otherwise, I'd have it happening too, man.
So my two boys, they both on football scholarships. One at my alma mater where I played at, playing the same, pretty much the same position. He playing safety. And the other one is at ECU. He was one of the starting freshman running backs that did big for ECU this year. So be looking for both of them to probably hopefully get on the Ravens team in the near future.
Well, you know what? I'm going to send Eric DaCosta out scouting little Mitchells out there all over the South. How about that?
Hey, yeah, they need to. They fast, man. My youngest went 4.31 already in a 40.
You're living a good life, man. What do you do with yourself these days other than chase your kids around?
That's it, man. Enjoying my marriage life and going to watch my boys play.
Nice. Well, it's great to visit with you. I'm glad you look great, man. You look like you could still play a little bit. And I guess these kids are running around playing football, you keeping them active, right?
They keeping me active. I'm trying to keep up with them.
Stay young.
Yeah, you got to stay young.
Mitch, I appreciate you. We'll get you back here for an alum next time. Maybe, I mean, 20 years ago was Tampa. I mean, it would be Tampa 2 weeks from now if that's what it was, right? So
going the same route.
What's your number one memory of Tampa? When you think about winning the Super Bowl, what do you think of?
Man, just how good we played, man. You got to think, the Giants, it was crazy. It was crazy. It's hard, man. It was surreal winning a Super Bowl down there and coming from where we came from.
I've been going through all the pictures, you know, last couple of weeks, just because, you know, it's like real to me at this point, feeling it a little bit and visiting with you guys. And I appreciate you keeping it real and checking back in. Have fun with your family. You're in tough straits on Saturdays. You got two kids in two different places playing ball, right? You got to pick. You're like a Harbaugh family or something, right?
I told them I picked the closest.
That's it. He's at Tuskegee, right? So you're not far.
Right. So when the youngest play closer, I go to him, like, because, you know, they go to Philly, they go to, you know, Temple, you know. So when they go far, I go to my oldest. And when they at home or something like that, I go to his gang.
Well, keep it square down there in Georgia. I'm very, very appreciative of what you and your voters have done down there to turn the worm. I went a little crazy out of a political cycle before January 5th. And, you know, I said all my Georgia friends, Stacey Abrams out there, just sort of bringing it all together. So hats off to Georgia, all right?
I appreciate it.
Mitch, stay safe, all right?
You having me on, man. You be safe out there.
Always, man. I'm going to find that picture of you and me and Stacey Keebler and Mike Flynn at the barn, because that was the night out. I was looking for the pictures. Hold on. I got a picture of me and you. Hold on. I want to show you this. And I know I shared it ad on social media last week, but I'm going to share it again now just for anybody that did not see it. This is literally the moment I came up to you. And like, I knew you, you know what I mean? You're a special team guy, young guy, but I knew everybody. And I treat you, Ray Lewis, Rod Woods, and Shannon Sharp, y'all same to me. You know, I was down there talking to all of you. And you were the star of the game. And this is me in the tunnel, wearing all my gear, coming down and grabbing you after the game and saying, will you come out to the barn? And you're like, I'll be at the barn. And the next night we had Mike Flynn, we had Spencer, and we had you. And I can't find any of the pictures of you. I found the pictures of Spencer and Mike, and I found one picture, and it's this big, and it's on the back of my book of you and me and Flynn, and Stacy Keebler is on our, like, laying across us and giving like a thumbs up. And she was a cheerleader. She was in the WCW at the time. And then of course went off and acted all that, but she's a Baltimore. So there's this great picture that it's on the back of my book, but it's the size of like your pinky nail. And I got to find the original picture. So when I find it, I will get it out. I'll tag you on it. Cause I know we have great memories, and we'll get you back soon, man. All right.
We do. We love it.
See you soon, man. All right. Anthony Mitchell, my man, checking in from his car somewhere. I don't know, 75, 85, Bucket. Where the hell are you? Where are you?
I'm at just sitting at the school.
What town are you in Georgia?
McDonough.
All right. I'm going to Google that up just to figure out where that is. Because I got family in Alpharetta. I got friends in Marietta. You know, I have friends in, where is it? Decatur. I got places all through there. So, you know, I'll check it out. Find out where you are. I try to keep tabs with you guys. Keep you close to Baltimore, man.
Okay. Yeah, we like staying close to Baltimore.
I know you do, man. Anthony Mitchell, number 42 in your program, number one in your heart, certainly 20 years ago on a beautiful day. It actually wasn't all that beautiful. It was a little cloudy, a little overcast that day by the end of the day.
We made the forecast even better, though.
Well, it was sunny in the beginning, and then Billick brought out the Banshee and the Spear.
Yes, we are
WNST.net AM 1570. It is Buffalo Playoff Festivus Week. I was trying to catch up with Mitch last week. We're going to catch up with him this week. It's all good. We are WNST.net AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.